The National Basketball Association is still reeling from the allegations that referee Tim Donaghy gambled heavily, bet on games that he worked, and may have influenced the outcome of those games. According to the New York Daily News, Donaghy will cooperate with authorities and possibly implicate others. We wondered, how difficult is it to study the games in which Donaghy officiated, study the calls that he made, and conclude that he either was on the level or wasn't? Well, that's what John Campbell is trying to figure out. He's the editor of Covers.com. That's a sports gaming information website, and he and his team are busily looking for anomalies in Donaghy's games. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
First, for the non-gaming public who's listening now, you have to define covering the point spread.
A point spread is made to basically handicap a game for when two teams that are unevenly matched play against one another. And what the odds maker does is he sets a spread. So the favorite might be favored by, say, 5 points. And all that does is even up the matchup and makes it tough, basically, for bettors to pick one side or the other. So if a team is favored by 5 points, you bet on that team to win by more than 5 points in order for you to cover your bet.
Now, there's another kind of bet that you can place on a game that an official might have some effect on?
Right. The over-under, or the total, is a line that oddsmakers put out, and that's the number of total points that they say could potentially be scored in the game. And then the bettors bet on whether or not the total points in the game will go over or under that number set by odds makers. A lot of people feel this one would be the easier one for an official to control, because he doesn't have to determine who's going to win and by how many. He can just hope for the correct number of points, whether he was trying to go over or under.
But how would the official influence whether 190 or 180 points were scored in a professional basketball game?
He would probably start by, calling some fouls early, not necessarily against key players, because he wouldn't want them fouling out. If he wanted it to go high, say, he would call fouls, maybe not against key players, because he wants the top players still scoring their points.
What about the point spread, though? I mean, if there's an 8-point spread, could an official so artfully, he's only one of three officials at the game to begin with, could he actually make calls in such a way that would affect that outcome?
He could. Those ones would probably be in fourth quarter fouls, and my guess is that the NBA is looking very strongly at fourth quarter fouls now. He might make some key calls late in the game that could turn the game one way or the other. But I think it's a more risky way to play if you're going to try to determine sides, because he might be able to help a certain team win, but if he could help them, they might only win by 7 points when they need to win by 8 to cover the spread. So it's a little riskier there, I think, for an official if he were ever going to fix a game.
Do you know if there's any particular game right now that people in or around the National Basketball Association are looking at in particular, a game that the Tim Donaghy officiated, and that people think there's something fishy about either the result or the way in which the fouls were called?
There is a lot of talk right now of them looking at the February 26th game of this year between the Miami Heat and New York Knicks. Biggest problem there was the discrepancy in fouls. The Knicks were called, they had 39 free throws, and Miami had only 8, which is a huge discrepancy, and the Knicks ended up winning that game by 6 points.
But, when you talk about the Knicks winning a game by 6 points in which they were favored by 4 points,
mm-hmm.
The notion that I would save my kneecaps on the basis of my being able to deliver that kind of margin of victory to a gambler, that sounds pretty iffy. I mean, that's a pretty narrow margin of victory if you call that a successful fix.
Definitely. It is going to be tough to prove all these things.
Well, John Campbell of Covers.com in Halifax, Nova Scotia, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.